fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the third day of February, year of our Lord 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that I believe everybody agrees with me, all my listeners, that should be done in every school, every day of the week. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day, something I do, I try to do maybe 3 times a year or so, helped many, many hundreds of men and women have a better life, quite frankly. It sounds so simple, but having feet that are comfortable helps your entire outlook, helps your entire life. And the prepper tip of the day is to get yourself some merino wool socks. I wear mine whether it's 10 below zero or 110 degrees. And my feet stay very comfortable all year long. And once you start using them, you'll agree with me. Merino wool socks. You can find them at Sportsman's Guide, online, Amazon, of course, the various sporting goods stores. Usually it's going to be a mix of merino wool and some other blends, but you want a high merino wool content to really get the good effect of the merino wool. This is Firearms Monday. We have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, where they train men and women to be excellent world-class marksmen, and they also build some world-class rifles. The telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Well, I'm having a pretty good day today. I'm sitting here on Treasure Island, looking through the palm trees out over the water. The sun is shining. It's about a 60-degree morning. The wind is calm. The seas are calm. It is absolutely gorgeous. The white birds are just flocking over the water, diving down, grabbing fish. It's a very peaceful scenario.
All right. Well, you've got about 7 degrees on us. We're 53 degrees here in down in the Ozarks. So good. I'm happy for you. That's a good place to be. Well, Sam, it is Firearms Monday, and we always look forward to the Firearms Tip of the Week, sir.
Well, this week I'd like to talk a little bit about pistol shooting. So a number of my students, they come out and shoot their pistols in classes, and they tend to lock their arms. They tend to get as far away from that muzzle blast as they can. They extend their arms quite a bit. And it's really not the ideal position for fast recoil recovery. So if you're shooting a tactical pistol and you're looking to hit multiple targets quickly and accurately, you want to have your elbows high and you want to have your arms slightly bent. And slightly might be an understatement. You need a bend in both arms when you're shooting your pistol. And you need to have them high. And a great drill to kind of understand what muscles you're engaging to control recoil is to take a 4-foot pole or a 5-foot pole, depending on how tall you are, and stick it in front of you and set your pistol on top of the pole in your shooting stance and push down on the pole like you're trying to drive a stake into the ground. And if you extend your arms all the way, like you probably normally do if you're an amateur shooter, you're going to realize you're in a very weak position to push down on that pole. But if you put a little bend in your arms and you bring the pistol just a little bit closer to your body and you get your elbows high, you'll realize how much more mechanical advantage that you have and how much better you can control the recoil. And if you video yourself or have a friend video you with their phone or your phone, you can look at the difference in the muzzle rise of the pistol and how long it takes the pistol to get back on track. You can watch the muzzle rise to maybe 40, 45 degrees, 50 degrees if you do it wrong. And you get your elbows bent, you get your elbows high, and you get those muscles engaged like you're pushing a stake into the ground, you'll see that the muzzle rise drops by over 60%. And your recoil recovery time is much quicker. You get the sights back on the next target much faster.
Yes. Sam, I absolutely agree with you. You've watched me do my class, and I've been dealing with this ever since I've been doing concealed carry instruction. There's two different poses used in Hollywood movie productions and TV shows. One, of course, is the gangster pose where they shoot the pistol sideways, which is hilarious and doesn't accomplish much except make a fool out of yourself. But what's more dominant is the action hero will have their elbows locked. And I point out the action hero, Don Johnson, Miami Vice, shooting that really heavy caliber semi-automatic pistol with his elbows locked. And I point out to my students that, you know what? Don Johnson's shooting blanks. So
yeah.
he can give the appearance of a rapid recovery between shots because there's no recoil because he's shooting blanks. Then you watch me do this. I will pick out the biggest, strongest male in the audience and have him be the demonstrator. And I'll have him stand up sideways to the class, emulating his pistol hold with his elbows locked. And then I'll smack his closed hand that would be simulating holding a pistol, which does not have a pistol. And I show everybody how his torso rocks backwards. No matter how big and how tough he is, his torso will rock backwards. Then I have the student bend their elbows in the position that you just mentioned, both elbows. And I point out how the elbows now become shock absorbers to absorb that recoil, dramatically reducing the time on target between shots. This is pretty much ubiquitous, what we're talking about here, isn't it, Sam?
It really is. It's physics. And, you know, we don't make the laws of physics. We just live here. And so we have to pay attention to the laws of physics and the study of kinesiology and combine these things and understand what happens when the forces of a recoiling pistol begin to impose on your body. And if you have your knees bent and you have a slight curve in your spine and you have some bend in your arms, you absorb that recoil and you transfer what you don't absorb right down your spine, right down your legs into the ground, and you don't lose your balance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, a follow-up on that is something that men and women are also prone to do, and that's have a death grip on that pistol. And I don't care how big and tough you are, after about 15 or 20 seconds of that, you will start shaking, won't you?
Yes. If you're trying to control recoil by gripping the pistol tighter, you really are headed down the wrong path. We try to teach people to use the big muscles of their body. So on their trigger side, that the arm that they're using to pull the trigger with, we want them to push forward with bent elbows like they're doing a push-up. And on the weak side, or what we call the offhand side, we want them to pull low on the grip very firmly with their bicep and their latissimus dorsi muscles and their mid-back muscles. And so if you were to wad up a piece of paper and put it in your hand like you hold a pistol, you would be trying to crush the paper front to back with the big muscles of your body. And that's the feeling that you get when you're controlling recoil with the big muscles rather than gripping the pistol too tight with your fingers.
Right. Well, we're doing the best we can here to give a verbal description of something that's best done in person with real subjects demonstrating it. But this information is critical if you want to handle a tactical pistol properly, isn't it?
Well, what I found in training people is that as you get to a point where you're pushing yourself with the pistol, you're trying to engage multiple targets quickly, and you're trying to make time. You're trying to make a good accurate shot on the first target, go quickly to the second target, make a good accurate shot, go quickly to the third target. When you get in these types of scenarios with multiple targets, the first thing you have to understand is recoil recovery time actually matters. The second thing that I've learned, which I find absolutely fascinating, is that a person that has the capability to pull the trigger really, really fast will not do that if they're off balance. Their brain subconsciously prevents them from pulling the trigger quickly as going target to target, where a person that may be less athletic, less able to pull the trigger as fast, if they're on balance, they will pull the trigger much faster than a person that's off balance that might even be more talented.
I never considered that, Sam, but it makes perfect sense. It makes absolutely perfect sense. And if you've got a question or comment, ladies and gentlemen, give us a call at 800-313-9443.
And so there's a test that we do, John, that... It's kind of funny, but it works really well. How do you know if you're on balance when you're shooting your rifle or your pistol? And the easiest, simplest way is to have someone watch your toes. Because if your toes come up when you shoot, even a little bit, you're not balanced. You're being rocked off your balance point backwards. And you can tell instantly whether someone's on balance or off balance if you just watch their toes as the gun fires. It's amazing how high someone's toes will roll upwards when they're off balance.
Well, with a heavy recoiling pistol, that would be pretty scary because you're not too far from tipping over backwards if your toes are raising up like that, are you?
Yeah, I mean, generally a pistol doesn't have enough recoil force to throw you on your back, but it will upset your balance if you're not in the right position, and the toes will reveal it every time.
That's good to know. That's good to know. So if you're, it'd be good to go through some drills with a second person to watch your stance and be able to give some coaching, and of course, watch those toes also, correct?
Absolutely. And like I said, you can get a pole, you know, or maybe a broomstick or something, and stick it in the ground, take a broom handle and unscrew it, bend your knees, stick it in the ground, and try it with your arms locked, trying to push that stick into the ground, and then try it with your arms slightly bent and see how much stronger you are, and then feel what muscles you're engaging to drive that stick down in the ground. And then you combine that with a little push and pull of the big muscles with the strong hand and the off hand, and you'll get the feeling of how a world-class shooter controls a pistol.
Well, that's good, because people want, most of our listeners, they do want to improve their marksmanship skills with rifles, shotguns, pistols. And these hints, if they do follow our instructions, will allow them to dramatically improve their marksmanship on it.
It won't just improve your accuracy, it will improve your speed from target to target dramatically.
Well, it's another thing people are looking for, with home invasions becoming more frequent, and the possibility of having to engage two or more criminals at the same time is certainly becoming more of a reality, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing that changed about 5 years ago. The days of a lone burglar, the lone rapist, those days are gone. What's happening now is there's 3, 4, 5, 7 men that will hit a house. 2 will hit the vehicles. 3 to 5 will go in the house. Your chances of only having to engage one perp in your home on a break-in situation is very, very slim at this point.
Well, that's an unfortunate reality, but it is reality, and people can pay heed or not. That's their choice, and I respect that. But if you choose to pay heed, you need to improve your skills with your defensive weapons, whatever they may be, rifle, shotgun, pistol, to the point where you have a higher level of competency. Right, Sam?
Yes, and it used to be that, the lone burglar or the lone rapist, if you had a 12-gauge shotgun, even a double-barrel shotgun, you could repel that guy from your home very effectively. But nowadays, that's not how burglars act. The vast majority of break-ins are multiple perps, 3 to 5 to 7 guys. I had, in my neighborhood in Eureka about 4 years ago, 3 guys walked into my neighbor's house, 4 houses down the street from me, walked in her house at 10:30 at night and walked right into her bathroom while she was bathing in the tub. And, of course, she screamed. They ran out of the house. And everybody was a little startled over the deal. But in the same neighborhood, which, by the way, is a nice neighborhood in Eureka, I chased 5 guys off a neighbor's cars one night at 2 in the morning. And so, when the police are telling us, look, the lone burglar, the lone rapist, it doesn't happen that way anymore. It's 3 to 5 to 7 guys. They're not kidding. They're telling you the truth. And you do need to be aware of that and prepared for that.
Well, I know the neighborhood that you lived in, and it would be considered an upscale neighborhood. Nowhere near any place that would be considered the ghetto or a bad part of town. And, of course, if you're a criminal and you want to acquire wealth from criminal activity, you're going to go to where the wealth is, aren't you?
Yes, and that's exactly what was happening in these suburban neighborhoods out in the county and out in Jefferson County. We were in these suburban neighborhoods with nice new homes, and what was happening was a gentleman from the city were coming out in a white pickup truck, and they had an old Chevy Impala, and they would drop 5 guys off at night in the dark, and these guys would run around these neighborhoods and rob the cars and break into the homes.
Amazing. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 3rd of February. Saturday the 8th, that's this coming Saturday, I will be speaking in Orlando, Florida with my friend Steve Benoon, his lovely wife Jana. Details and tickets, we still have some tickets available at my website at thelibertyman.com. May 1st and 2nd, I'll be speaking in Indianapolis, Indiana with Pastor Paul Begley. Tickets and details at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The telephone number is 417-718-2597. Sam, we got a caller on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Morning, John. Good morning, Sam. Sam, I asked you a question a few months ago about a laser light training system. I've got another question, if you don't mind. I've called around. No one seems to be able to answer it. Okay. A laser snap cap. Do you know whether or not a G-Sight laser snap cap would work on a laser light system? And the reason I ask, I don't have a lot of time to go to the range. So when I'm home, if I can dry fire and practice technique and trigger control, that seems like a good thing. I'm just wondering if the snap caps are interchangeable.
I don't think they are interchangeable. I do think dry firing is the best way to practice. The world-class shooters that I've worked with and that have trained me, guys like Malcolm Cooper, they would dry fire 50 times for every live round shot. So any type of dry fire practice you can do can be extremely helpful in developing.
Okay, well, I'm about to let you know here in the next week or so, maybe next week, whether or not they are, because the laser light snap cap is like $100, and the G-Sight is less than half the cost, and they do have a lifespan apparently because of the O-rings. So if I could get two for one and it'll work, I'll let you know. Otherwise, I'll have to incorporate the G-Sight training and as well as the laser light.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. If the lasers are on the same frequency, it might work. You just don't know. You'll have to try it.
Okay, well, the laser light box, I don't know if John's familiar with exactly what it is, because I think the last time I called in, he may have thought I was shooting at zombies on a wall somewhere. The laser light system, John, are you familiar with it?
Not really.
Pretty remarkable. You set it. You can set it anywhere in your house, anywhere up to, I think, what, Sam, 50 yards away. And when you fire that, the firing pin actuates the laser, and then the box reads your hit. And I've seen it used, so now I've got one. I'm going to see if I can make it work for me. So something to look at for anyone that's wanting to improve technique.
All right. Sounds good, John.
All right, thank you.
I'm a big fan of dry fire practice. I think that might work for you really well.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's good. Thank you, John. Our next caller is John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Got a question. I'm looking to get either peel washer or shims to time a muzzle brake. What do you recommend?
Well, when we make barrels, I cut the shoulder on the lathe so that it indexes perfectly and you don't need a washer or a shim. But if you're going to put a shim on, I would highly recommend a stainless steel. Now, if you put a crush washer on it, you're probably not going to find one in stainless steel. But you can, in a figure eight shape, you can grind both sides of the crush washer till they're parallel, and then you don't get as much crush, and you hold the brake or the suppressor in good alignment. That's a sort of a little bit of a developed skill or a machinist type skill, but you can lap the crush washer, or you can buy a stainless steel shim and use a series of those. Here's the thing, depending on what metal the brake's made out of, depending on what metal the barrel is made out of, depending on what metallurgy is in the shim or the washer, you can get some electrolysis and some oxidation. So make sure you grease the surfaces that are touching each other when you install everything.
Well, my fear is that I'm putting on the 1022 light, and it's got that threaded barrel, and there's a barrel nut in there, and it keeps coming loose. And I want to put a muzzle brake on there, but I don't want to, because it's tightened from the factory, and I don't want to over tighten it. I don't want to, you know, screw it up. What I'm trying to say. So that's why I want to build it.
You probably have half 28 threads on the barrel of the 1022.
It does.
And so what you're going to want to do is put roughly 22 pounds of torque on the brake. Now, here's the other thing that you can do. You can degrease the threads really, really well, okay, on the end of the threads on the barrel, closest to the end of the muzzle. And you can degrease the back of the threads on the brake and just put a drop of blue Loctite on the back of the threads deep into the brake so that the Loctite doesn't touch the barrel until the brake's screwed almost all the way on. And what that'll do is keep that from vibrating loose, but also allow you to lubricate the rest of the thread in the shoulder and the shim system.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John. We appreciate the call. We got a bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with the Master's Moment. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Back, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the second day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project, it is truly our project, of locating continents with different coastlines, new coastlines, and movies and TV shows, continues to get new images. If you haven't been there in a week or two, you'll see a couple of new images. If you find one yourself, that's why we do this. My listeners are fine. It's not me personally. If you find an image of a continent with different coastlines, new coastlines, in a movie or TV show, get that screen capture to me, along with the name of the movie, if it's a TV show, the season and the episode of the TV show, and you get your choice of any of my six DVDs as a thank you. It's a lot of fun. Well, we're into the second month of the year already, and people are living differently, hopefully, than in December, many of you with different goals and different ways to achieve those goals. If one of your goals is to eliminate arthritis pain, well, quite frankly, you need an energy cleaner. You really do. If you have joint pain, back pain, same thing. You need an energy cleaner. You want to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do? Because I use my energy cleaner? Well, you can also get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You're going to want a mattress pad to go with it. We've got everything in stock. The full twin-size mattress pads, full queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. That's what I'll be taking with me to Florida. Everything's ready for immediate shipment at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Send me a check. Yes, you can. My address is right there. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. That Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number is 417-718-2597. And I hope we're going to have a master's moment here. Sam, what do you think?
I think it's time for the master's moment here. We've got a really good one today. I want to talk about Master Chief Mark Karachi. Mark was a young man growing up in the state of New York, upstate New York, actually. Good hockey player. He and his brother Chris would play hockey and like to hunt and fish. And Mark joined the Navy, came up through UDT 11, then went to SEAL Team 6, and eventually became a Master Chief of Dead Group. And this guy is a weapons expert. He's a Navy SEAL sniper. He received 2 Silver Crosses for sniping from a helicopter, saving many, many, many lives. And just a tremendous shot and a tremendous rifleman, and probably the most lethal sniper that the military has ever known. And you're not going to find any books about him. You're not going to read about him like you can read about Carlos Hathcock. But he probably had more kills in an hour in Mogadishu than Carlos had in his whole career. And this guy was a tremendous Navy sniper, and basically wrote the manuals on how to do sniper work from a helicopter for our current military snipers.
Really? What's Mr. Karachi doing these days?
Well, when he got out of the Navy, he worked for Powell River Laboratories, developing the powdered tungsten bullets that the SEAL teams and the Secret Service used to guard the president. And then he went to work for a large firearms conglomerate. I know he did some work with the Zodiac boat people for a while. And he's back to working in the arms manufacturing industry.
Well, good
he's
for him.
He's an executive in a large arms manufacturing company.
Good for him. That sounds like he's continuing his path to help people achieve their goals, isn't it?
I remember one day I visited his office down in Tennessee at Powell River Laboratories. And hanging over the door of his office was a sign. And that sign read, "Our business is killing and business is good."
Okay.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever read. Mark and I got a chuckle out of that. That was pretty good stuff.
Okay. Well, it's certainly very politically incorrect sign to have up these days. Speaking of political correctness, so there's some news circulating this morning that the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York, is now compelling these cadets to go through sensitivity training and white privilege training and all that silliness, gender awareness training, whatever they call it.
Oh, you're kidding me.
It's really disappointing, Sam. It's really disappointing. The 4-year curriculum there should be taken up with the things that these young men and women need to become competent officers in the U.S. Army, not politically correct silliness, taking up that valuable classroom time and study time with a bunch of politically correct silliness.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, we were doing some command post exercises on WMD-type scenarios with the 3rd 24th Marines years ago, and we would pass out a test before the 2 days of training would commence, and we'd give all the Marines a multiple-choice test with 25 questions. And we'd ask them things like, what's the effective range of a 12.7 HMG, or we'd show them a picture of an aircraft or a tank and identify which enemy deploys this type of weapon. And it was amazing how poorly the Marines did on the tests. And when we question them after grading the test, we question them, why don't you guys know these fundamental basic things? And their answer was, well, we've been going to sexual harassment training, we've been going to this type of training, and none of it had to do with war fighting. And we were kind of shocked, and they were kind of embarrassed to have to explain this to us, but they were just excited to get some training that actually had something to do with their job as a Marine.
That is so sad, but it's by design. My Wednesday guest, Jeff Nyquist, and I talk about this every Wednesday, the hidden agenda, as to who's behind it, of the communists to infiltrate critical places such as our military academies and distract men and women who should be training to become warriors, distract them with politically correct silliness. It's part of an overall grand scheme of the communists to weaken us any place they can weaken us, Sam.
Well, to me, there's only two things you should be doing if you're being paid by the Department of Defense. You should either be training on how to kill and be lethal with your weapon systems, or you should be training on how to logistically support those that have to kill with their weapon systems to defend our country and defend our way of life. If you're doing anything other than that, you're wasting the taxpayers' money, and you're doing something that is nothing more than a distraction from your real job.
Agreed. Agreed. Well, let's get that memorandum off to the White House this morning, and maybe the president can do something about it, right?
You know, I thought Mattis had fixed a lot of that stuff and had shut down a lot of that garbage. But when he left the Secretary of Defense's office and they replaced him, I wonder if that crept back in or if that has been the way it's gone for a while now out at West Point. That's really disappointing.
Well, it is. And it's under Obama, any field grade officer and above who didn't share the politically correct beliefs, rapidly found out they did not have a career, and they were either not promoted or resigned, retired. And so you only got so much to work with. I don't know the details of what's going on at West Point, but it's really disappointing. And these young men and women, the majority of them, do truly want the training to become warriors, and they're not getting it. It is such a shame. And it's going to end up costing lives and of course, compromising the national security of this country, won't it?
Well, I understand being sensitive to other people's way of life, but I don't care who you are. Science can prove there's only two genders, and anyone that says any different is a liar, and there are no student of science. And, you know, you can mutilate your body all you want. It doesn't change the fact that you have an X and an X, or that you were given by God an X and a Y. It doesn't change that reality for you. And any well-trained psychiatrist or psychologist will tell you that any type of gender modification attempts are nothing more than a sexual disorientation and a sexual mutilation of your own body. And over 50% of people that have sex change operations actually reverse the operation at some point later on because they realize they've made a mistake. But you don't read about that sort of thing in the news. And nobody's telling the truth about this stuff. And so now we're going to go down this rabbit hole with West Point cadets. I think it's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Well, I think we've covered that sufficiently. Let's get back to Firearms Monday here. There's a lot of... We started our discussion this morning with pistols and a lot of disinformation, misinformation about calibers of pistols, semi-automatic versus revolvers, misinformed, bad, incorrect beliefs get repeated over and over, don't they?
Yeah, it's amazing how the Internet's given us the power to research and also the power to parrot bad information. Don't be a parrot. spreading bad information. I mean, and you know, just to segue from the last segment is don't cut your barrel off. Bad idea.
Okay. All right. Well, I know I'm a observer of these things, and it's watching the past 20 years, the dramatic increase in popularity of the 9mm cartridge has been something to watch. I'm not a big fan of the 9mm. I've owned probably five or six of them over the years. My last one I gave to my grandson as a 21st birthday gift. I'm not a big fan of 9mm. I know that they're popular. I know that they can be a man stopper if you know what you're doing and you got good ammunition. I'm just not a big fan of 9mm. I like 45s and people need to get a cartridge that fits their lifestyle, a pistol that fits their lifestyle, I should say, in terms of size and weight and what they anticipate it being used for, don't they?
Yes, and you know, both the 9mm and the 45 can be effective. I personally carry a 45, okay? But you can carry a 9mm, and you can defend yourself in a reasonable way if you have plus-P ammo that is made properly. You can get over 400 foot-pounds of energy out of a 4-inch barrel, which will stop a man if you place the shot properly. So the question then becomes, how critical do you want to make the shot placement? So the more energy you have in your gun, the less critical the shot placement is. And that's really the trade-off, is you decide, do I want a 9, do I want a 40, do I want a 45, do I want to carry a 10 mil? And so those are the main choices that people use for defensive carry of a pistol in a modern environment like we're in today.
Well, something I see a lot more with my male students and my female students is attempt to make up for lack of training with technology, particularly installing a laser sight on a pistol instead of spending time at the range, putting lead down range. I always advise against that, Sam. If a person wants to use a laser sight, God bless them. I wish them well. But my advice is to get very, very good using iron sights, so they don't have to become dependent on technology. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right on in the sense, first off, laser sights are slow, okay? As the progression of skill climbs the ladder to the higher and higher levels, you'll start with a laser, you'll go to iron sights, and when you get really good, you'll be point shooting anything inside 10 yards at a speed that would defy what anyone could do with a laser. And so as you come up the scale in skill, you will discard certain tools and pick up better techniques and better tools.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned point shooting. What I tell my students is the sights are for training, and that when you should get to the point where if you're in a violent confrontation, that the sights become basically irrelevant. There's only so many things you can focus on. You can focus on the criminal's eyes, you can focus on his hands, or you can focus on sights of a pistol. You can't focus on all three at the same time, can you?
No, and, you know, we recommended that people get this book written by Rex Applegate, Kill or Get Killed. And Rex will, Colonel Applegate, will describe for you four different distances that you'll engage with. Only the longest distance does he even mention the sights. He recommends point shooting quickly in the other three shorter distances, contact range, short range, and mid range. And once you understand that and you've had the opportunity to train enough so that you can shoot effectively with those techniques, you realize it's much faster, it works much better, and you've got a much better chance of surviving a lethal scenario.
Well, let's have for our listeners who don't know what we're talking about, let's have an explanation of what point shooting is.
Okay, so normally, you know, you're a lot of the schools, I think even one of the sponsors of RBN, they is named Front Sight. Normally you're taught to see the front sight, and to line the front sight up with the rear sight, and then to steadily pull the trigger in a smooth way to engage the enemy. Ready? Well, some people substitute a laser for a sight. Doesn't make you any more steady, the laser. Doesn't make you any more accurate. But it allows you to see where you're pointing the pistol projected on the target in a red or a green dot. And that's simpler for some people to understand than aligning iron sights. As you shoot more and more rounds, your body starts to instinctively understand where the pistol is pointing.
That's right. It's
basically wherever your thumbs are pointing. And,
hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Okay, we are back. This is Brother Jerry Moore here on Firearms Monday at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, I think we were talking about the progression of skill with a pistol. And the same thing with a CQB rifle. I mean, you'll reach a point when you've gotten enough practice and enough shots downrange where in a quick battle situation inside 25 feet, you're probably not going to go to the sights and get a sight picture. You're going to point the weapon at the enemy and shoot them with it very quickly. And that's what point shooting is. You're not acquiring a sight picture. You're pointing the gun at the target and pulling the trigger because your body instinctively knows where the gun is pointed because you've practiced enough to know that.
Well, this is good information, Sam. This is what people need to hear. And it always comes down to practice and training, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, we get amateur shooters out at the range, and they'll run an El Presidente drill in 15 or 20 seconds, and they're acquiring a sight picture for each shot, and they're doing their reloads fairly awkwardly and slowly. And then we'll get 11 Bravos or 0311s in, or a SWAT officer, and they'll run an El Presidente in 8 to 10 seconds, something like that. And then you get these Tier 1 operators that are point shooting, and their groups are tighter, they're more accurate, and they're running 12 shots in a magazine reload in 4.5 seconds. And that's the advantage of point shooting. It's just tremendously faster. And, of course, with all that practice, you do get more accurate as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could not agree more. Got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. What direction you want to go next year, Sam?
Well, I think we started with the pistols this morning and the close range stuff, the personal defense kind of thing. But I really would implore people that have not read the book Kill or Get Killed by Applegate to actually get that book and read it, because it will change your perspective on how to defend yourself. So if you go to a normal range and get training, you're going to get practice drawing your pistol and firing it the way they teach it. Now, Colonel Rex Applegate gives you 4 different techniques for drawing and firing your pistol, depending on the range that the threat is at. For example, if the threat is at contact range, which basically means arm's length away, they can reach out and touch you, they can get their hands on you. He makes the obvious point, how do you get a sight picture? You can't. They're on top of you. As soon as the muzzle clears your holster, you rotate it and shoot the guy. I mean, literally from the hip. And when someone's at contact range, when they're that close, that's the only technique that's probably going to save your life. And so, you know, very few firearms training facilities teach what Rex Applegate knows. And so I would highly recommend that you read that book, that you understand and take to heart what Applegate is saying, and realize that this man was in 720 fights, and he won every one of them with weapons, with guns.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We're right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.